This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
Haman had it all, and he knew it. He had many sons, plenty of wealth, and power second only to the king. And Haman had been invited to an exclusive private party given by the queen for just the king and himself. It doesn't get much better than that. But it all meant nothing to him when he saw Mordecai the Jew, the only person in the entire kingdom who refused to bow down to Haman, and that drove Haman crazy. The Talmud asks a question. Where is Haman hinted at in the scriptures? Their answer, have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from? Genesis 3:11. The Hebrew word that begins this sentence has exactly the same spelling as Haman. This question is asked by God to Adam and Eve after they had eaten from the one tree in the Garden of Eden that had been banned to them. The lesson here is that Haman, Adam, and Eve all had one thing in common. They focused on what they did not have, and they missed the beauty of what they did have. I recently received an email with a photo of an adorable toddler holding a camera and trying to take a picture of herself and these words, life is like a camera. Just focus on what's important, capture the good times, develop from the negatives, and if things don't work out, well, just take another shot. What a different life Haman might have led had he learned to focus on all of the blessings in his life. Imagine the difference it can make for you. This is Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. For more information about Israel and the Jewish people, visit our new learning center at ifcj.ca/learn.